if my life fell to pieces tomorrow. If my wife woke me up in the morning and said her bags are packed and she's leaving. If I found out that my children had got out into some great sin or some tragic thing took place in their lives. And if our church fell apart, those are a lot of big ifs. I think honestly I'd still have to be a thankful man because God has been so good to me. I've had more in a lifetime than any man deserves. Amen? And if it was all over today, I'd have to say, well, it was good. Amen? It was good. Psalms chapter 103 tonight. The Lord changed my direction while they were singing tonight. And I'm just going to obey the Lord. Amen? Don't really have much in the way of an outline or notes or anything like that, but I just want to brag on the Lord. Amen? Y'all get up and testify from time to time, and every now and then I like just come in and testify. Amen? And just say, I'm glad I'm saved. Amen. I am. I'm glad I'm saved. As far as I know, 26 years ago, come December the 1st, my wife and I trusted Christ as my Savior. Been some ups, been some downs. God's always been on, but there's a few days when I was off. Amen. And I'm still saved by His grace. Amen. And still able to serve Him and still able to live for Him and still experiencing His tender mercy every single day of my life. Now, listen, the quicker or the more you say amen tonight, the quicker I might get through. I said it's good to be saved tonight. Amen. Amen. I know I'm not in here all by myself. I'm not the only one washed in the blood, heaven bound with a hammer down. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Amen. What's the greatest thing you could say about the Lord? That you're saved. Amen. That'd be the greatest thing in all the world. Oh, you know what? You remember when the devil came before the Lord and God asked him where he'd been? He said he'd been to and fro in the earth. I'm talking about Job chapter number 1. And he said he found none righteous. And God asked him, said, have you tried my servant Job? And the devil said, well, you got a hedge put around him. And I like what the Lord told the devil. Said, I'm just paraphrasing, but he said, I'm going to let you at him. I'm gonna make a gap in the hedge and I'm gonna let you get to Job and I'm gonna let you afflict Job. He said, but you cannot touch his soul. Now, isn't that something? Revival coming, trial can come in our lives. Trouble can come and heartaches and hard times, but God said you cannot touch his soul. Amen. That is safe and secure tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved. Psalms 103, look at verse number 1 with me, where the Bible said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. I wonder how many of us have ever blessed the Lord exactly like that verse said. Let's read it again. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. In other words, everything I got, I'm going to give it all I've got to bless the Lord. I'm going to give every part of my being, every part of my body to bless the Lord. Amen. I would say that's what you'd call being 100% surrendered, wouldn't you? In verse number 2, he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Some of us need to be reminded of the benefits of being a child of God from time to time. Amen. He goes on and he lists a few. He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Say amen right there. Amen. We talked about reasons we could have a Merry Christmas this morning, have a cheerful heart. Number one, we said that all our sins are gone. He said, forget not all His benefits. He said, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. In other words, he said, we ought to bless God for the benefit that our sins are gone. Hallelujah. And it's not just so much that the sin is gone, but the penalty for sin is gone. Come on, talk to me. Amen. Listen, God delivered me at salvation from the power of sin. At salvation, God delivered me from the penalty of sin. And when the rapture takes place, He'll deliver me from the presence of sin. Amen? We ought to bless the Lord because of the benefit that our sins are gone. Would you agree? That ought to be enough right there. And we could just shout till the rapture comes. Amen? He said, "Who healeth all thy diseases?" The Bible said, "By His stripes we are healed." I know there's a certain sect out there, the charismatic crowd, that's all they focus on is physical healing. That's all they focus on is physical healing. Who cares if God heals a crippled leg and you die and go to hell? God can heal the physical. Amen. And we've seen Him do it time and time and time and time again. It's not because I'm a healer, it's because He's a healer. Amen. But he healeth all our diseases. The greatest disease in our life was the disease of sin. He can heal us spiritually, physically, but He can also heal us spiritually. I was thinking about Rusty and Stacy. I was looking at them during the singing tonight. When they came here, their testimony was this, that their marriage was on the rocks. If something didn't happen greatly in their lives, their marriage would not last very much longer. And how either one of them could live with the other one, I don't know. But anyway, God did a work in their hearts and their life. You know what He did? He healed a diseased relationship. Can I get a witness right there? Y'all wake up tonight. They're sitting here married tonight, not because of the Happy Valley Baptist Church, but the God that the Happy Valley Baptist Church serves and worships. Amen. Amen. It wasn't like they had never been to church before. They had. And not criticizing any church they had been to. But they walked in here, and God chose this place and that time to meet with them in a special way. Amen. We have the benefit of all our sins being gone. We have the benefit of our diseases being healed. Amen. We probably got a diseased marriage or two in here tonight that God could fix. Amen. There's nothing He could not heal. Look at verse number 4. He said, "Who redeemeth thy life from destruction." Wow, I'd say that's a benefit right there, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you? I thought about me and Stacy. We grew up together. We partied together. We did the bad things together. I'm sure glad we can worship together now. Amen. Let me say that again. I said I'm glad we can worship together now. We can run from the law together back in the old days. We can, I ain't even going to talk about some stuff. But we can do all that stuff together as lost people on our way to hell. But I'm glad tonight. Hey, if we'd have kept on the road that we were going, our lives would have self-destructed. We would have destroyed our own self. Amen. So one of the benefits of being saved is He delivered us from destruction. Amen. Isn't that a blessing? I like verse number 5. He said, "Who satisfieth my mouth with good things." Wow. "So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles." Boy, has God put some good things in your life. I'm talking about some good things. I've got a good wife. I've got good children. I've got two healthy grandchildren. I'd say God has put some good things in my life. Amen. There was a time early in our marriage when I wasn't nowhere near right with God. I wasn't saved. And there was some rocky areas, boy. But God came in our life and He made our marriage a good thing. He made our home a good thing. Let me just say this. He made this church a good thing. Amen. God's put some good things in our mouth. Amen. Rarely will you come in this church and hear somebody get up to testify and stand up for 30 minutes and whine about how bad life is. Amen. We just don't brag on the devil around here. God's put too many good things in our mouth. Amen. We got too much good to focus on to talk about the bad tonight. Are you listening? The benefits of being a Christian. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever met anybody who said, "Honestly, I regret I ever got saved"? Now, you can tell me if you have. Brother Freddie, have you ever run into one? Never met one person who regretted being saved. What I'm saying, let's look at salvation just for a few minutes with anything. I don't care how good a job you have. Brother Charles has a good job.
Brother Charles has a well-paid job. I won't go. I usually tease him, say he's rich, and really, he's probably got more money buried in his backyard than they got down here at Regions Bank. But Brother Charles works at Lockheed Martin, and they build airplanes. And you know what they got? They got benefits down there. Brother Charles, he gets like a month off for Christmas, don't you? 2 weeks at least. About 2 weeks, yeah. I mean, he's got it made. He's got a good job. But you know what? There's bad parts to it. There's bad parts. You ever heard anybody say you just got to be willing to take the good with the bad? Huh? Isn't it that way in everything in life? Amen? A marriage, it's that way. For every woman in here except my wife, you have to take the good with the bad. With my wife, there's only good. Ain't that right? See, she said amen. But seriously, we've all got faults, and we've all got failures. Do something with this crowd, Brother Freddie. We've all got failures. Is that right? My wife looks at me and she says, yes, he's got faults, he's got bad parts, but I'll just focus on the good and I'll take the good. Well, let me talk about the disadvantages of being a Christian. Are you ready? It's a big old long list. You got a pen? There ain't none. That ain't good English, but there ain't none. When you think about the disadvantages of being saved, I mean, the worst thing you can think of about being saved is a good thing. Amen. When I was a teenager and I grew up in church and I looked at all the saved people around and I thought, man, I don't want to get saved and be like that. I'll have to give up this. I'll have to give up that. I'll lose this. I'll lose that. I didn't lose anything by being saved. All I did was gain what God had for me, and it was better than anything that the world had to offer. The disadvantages of being a Christian is there are none. That's better English, right? There are none. Not one disadvantage of being saved. Amen. Somebody said, well, I feel like God's treated me unfairly. How so? Come, let us reason together, saith the Lord. How so? Well, I just don't think God did. Have you ever been mad at God? Come on, be honest. I wonder how many of you be real honest and say, I had good reason. Thought we did, didn't we? Really did. God ain't never been unfair to you. If you're saved tonight, God's never been unfair to you. What would really be fair? We wouldn't have this holiday to celebrate. That would be fair. It would have been fair had God never sent His Son to the earth to live a sinless life and then suffer and bleed and die on an old rugged cross for my sin and for you. That was unfair. Amen. That was unfair that He had to take my punishment. That was unfair that He had to bear in His sinless body the sin of my sinful body. That was unfair. Amen. If you're saved tonight, you cannot honestly, you can say it, but you cannot honestly say that God has been unfair to you. Amen. Amen. If God had allowed the earth to open up and suck you into hell, that would have been fair. You okay? Two of the most used words in my language before I got saved was taking God's name in vain. For me to get saved, brother, anything after that, I can't complain. I grew up in church. If I did anything wrong, that's usually where it was. Amen. We used to get in fights downstairs at White Oak Springs Baptist Church in the Sunday school room. We'd get mad at somebody at church and we'd send them a note, I'm going to whoop you when church is over. Amen. And we'd fight in the Sunday school room. I'm talking about in the house of God. Can you believe God saved me? I won't never forget. He's dead now, but James Fuller, I preached his funeral. We were in Bible school one year, and me and him got in a fight, and be honest with you, he whooped me. He did. We were making roosters out of beans. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You draw a rooster and you glue butter beans all over. I broke into church in the Sunday school room, crawled through the window, and tore up his chicken. And God saved me. You want to talk about fire? Is The only one who could justly say that somebody's been treated unfair tonight is Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. He's the only one among us tonight who could say, I did nothing wrong. What did I do wrong? Hey, we done everything wrong. We were born under the curse of sin. Amen. There's no escaping that. I'm saying there is absolutely no disadvantage to being a child of God. With Him, it's all good part. Somebody said, you just have to take the good with the bad. Not with Jesus. You just have to take the good with the good. Amen. Well, you say, wait a minute now. He punishes me. That's good. Is it not? That's a good thing. How do you think? Let's see. Brother Freddie's got four pretty rowdy boys. My K is pretty young, pretty calm when he wants to be. But this other crowd right here, I'm telling you, these boys, I mean, they just, Jeremiah, since the day he's been born, look at that look on his face. That's Jeremiah the Menace right there. He just has that, what can I do next? You know, he's got that look, amen? Brother Freddie keeps a pretty tight hand on these kids. Well, it got quiet. I'd say he loves them. Bible said, a man spareth his rod, hateth his son. Bible said, the Lord chasteneth those that he loved. Amen. I say, God punishing you is a good thing. What does it do? It pulls you back where you ought to be. It gets your attention, keeps you from going off the deep end. Amen. I'd say it's a good thing. Somebody said, well, our pastor, he loves us so he never preaches against our sin. He don't love you. Right. Amen. Most famous most famous preacher in America is a bald-faced liar. Stands up and tells 20,000 people how much he cares for them, love them. He don't love them. Amen. That's not a bad thing, being corrected about your sin. It's a good thing. Amen. If I didn't have a preacher that would get next to me and get up under my skin at least once every 6 months, I'd find one that would. Amen. Amen. I hear lately, I've just been praying, Lord, I'm about tore down, I don't even know what that is. Weeds. I ain't never seen nobody chrome no weeds. They done chrome weeds. Amen. Lost my whole train of thought. Got tangled up in the briar patch up here. Amen. The benefits of being a Christian. The disadvantages, there are none. Amen. Everything you've got tonight, any punishment God's given you, you deserved it. Amen. My mother, she's not here tonight. She's taking care of Granny Faye. But when I was a kid, my mom, single parent, working two jobs, I was raised by babysitters. Mama'd come home, mama'd look. First thing she'd do, walk in the door, look at the babysitter's eyes and see if they were swollen up from crying. I'd make a babysitter cry every day, buddy, because I'd disappear and they couldn't find me. Mama'd walk in the door, look at the babysitter and say, go to your room. I'll be there in a minute. That didn't mean go stand in the corner, time out. No, 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 no. That meant go in there and drop them leaf dyes down around your ankles. I'm going out in the yard and cut a hickory. I'll be there in a minute. Amen? That's what that meant. I deserved it. And when God punishes me, I know I deserve it. How dare me look at God and say, God, this is not fair. I know there's times in our lives, and I'm getting hung up right here. Ain't got nothing to do with the sermon, but there's times in our lives we feel like that. I imagine Brother Tommy and Sister Sheila, when they found out their daughter was stricken with cancer from head to toe, did you ever feel like it wasn't fair? It was. I felt that way too. I prayed the same prayers y'all did. But you know what in reality? You know what in reality? They never deserved, and I love these people. They're my friends. They never deserved her in the first place.
That's right.
They'd both tell you that. Beautiful baby girl, healthy all her life up till that point. They never deserved that. Well, it got quiet on me. I love my grandchildren probably way more than I ought to. I love them with all my heart. I never deserved it. If I don't get to keep them no more than a week from now, I didn't deserve the time I had. Amen? What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying God's never treated you unfairly. the advantages or disadvantages to being a Christian, there is none. There is none.
Amen.
Amen. If you have breath in your body tonight, it's because God let you live another day.
Amen.
Why would God let you live other than the reason that He loves you? You're unrighteous, the Bible said. Amen. Your righteousness is as filthy rags, the Bible said. Amen. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's you and that's me. So God's certainly been fair with us. Let me just throw this in. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures and we'll go home. But listen to me. Listen to me. God allowed you to be where the gospel's preached. You could be in Africa tonight where they feed their firstborn to a crocodile because they worship that crocodile. Could you not? You could be in India tonight worshiping a cow because you think it's your dead grandmother. And I'm not making fun of them. Being honest. You could be in China tonight bowing down before Buddha. You could be somewhere in the Middle East kneeling on a rug every day and praying toward Mecca asking Allah to bless your life. Brother Chase said they had a Muslim in the jail over there in Dallas and said he wanted to know which way north was. He's trying to figure out east. So he could bow on his little rug. They'll tell him the wrong direction every time. That's mean, ain't it? They say, which way is north? They say, that way. Amen. Anyway, you could have been born where nobody cared enough to tell you Jesus died for you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's a benefit to be born in America. Amen. And I'm not all about this rebel and Yankee thing, but it's a benefit to be born in the South. The average person born in the southern part of the United States have heard the gospel by the time they're eight, big enough to walk. Amen. That's a blessing. You could have been born up north somewhere and not worried about your soul because they baptized you when you was a baby. We all right? You could think to get a prayer answered, you got to talk to a priest to get it done. I'm telling you, there are no disadvantages to being a Christian. There is only benefits. Let me give you some benefits right quick and we'll go home. Hey, this is an old message. It's just a couple of thoughts wrote down on a sticky note. It was in my Bible. I got another outline. I was going to preach tonight and God said, no, brag on me a minute. Look at Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Give you some benefits. If you're saved, listen to me. Your life has direction. Amen. If you're saved, your life has direction. I remember as a teenage boy laying in the bed at night and somebody raise your hand if you can bear witness with me and wonder why was I ever even born. Anybody ever done that beside me? You know what? After I got saved, I found out what I was born for. For years I wondered why I was, especially if I was in trouble or pouting, not getting my way. God, why was I ever born? I wish you'd just kill me. I found out after I got saved, brother, I got somebody to direct my life. Before I got saved, I had no idea where I was going. I had no idea what my purpose was. But after I got born again and got to reading the Bible and got to know the Lord that saved me, He gave me some direction for my life.
Amen.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 5. Somebody help me. What's it say? Trust the Lord with what?
All.
With all your what?
All.
With all your heart. Now, I love Stacy Bullock, and he's my friend. Has been, as long as I can remember. Stacy's my friend. But trust him 100%. Remember what I just said. I love you, and you're my friend. But no. I trust him as who he is, but I can't trust his flesh. You put all your confidence in man, man will let you down. Amen. You know why? You know what? Stacy would go out here and make some bad mistake tomorrow and I'd still love him. You know why? Because I realize he's human. I realize he's human. He could do something very stupid and I could go visit him in jail. I better not have to. I could. I could go talk to him through that glass and I'd still love him. Amen. But you know what? I don't have to worry about that with the Lord. I can trust him with all mine heart.
Amen.
Amen. Aren't you glad you're serving one you can trust tonight? Aren't you glad you're serving one who will not lead you wrong? I can trust him if he tells me tonight, pack your bags and go to Africa and preach to them people and live on monkey meat. I know it'll be all right. Y'all okay? Why? Because I can trust him. The longer I've served him, the more I trust him. He said, trust the Lord with all your heart. Now watch that next little phrase. And what? And lean not to what? Thine own understanding. You just need to quit trying to figure it out. You need to take your brain plumb out of the equation and trust the Lord. I just can't figure out what God's doing. Just trust Him. Just trust Him. Let God have His way. Hey, He will direct your life. Amen. You ever wonder why God's got you at a certain point in your life? God, why have you got me here? Why am I going through this? You don't know where you're going, but He does.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Right.
You have no idea. I preached that message a few weeks ago, and I've preached it a couple of times on the road since, and God just keeps... I'll probably preach it here in about another year when you forgot it. Amen. I preached that message on GPS versus MapQuest Christianity. And God keeps adding me stuff to it all the time. Amen. You know what that GPS will do? It'll warn you when there's trouble up ahead. Amen. It'll redirect you when you get off path. But sometimes God will allow you to go through trouble. Amen. But it's for you. It's to help you, not to hurt you. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying trust Him. Trust Him. During that little episode I don't mean to make it sound that way. During that episode with Ashley and the chemotherapy, and even, I don't think she'd mind me telling that, even after that, the problem with the drugs that they had given her. She told me that was worse than the cancer treatments. They didn't expect her to get well. They just shooting her full of morphine, so, you know, try to keep her comfortable till she died. And God had other plans. He healed her.
Amen.
You know what they had to do through all that? They came to a place where they realized that this was totally outside themselves, and they had to truly put it in God's hands.
Yes,
I talk with them more than you can shake a stick at through all that. And I know these people. I know their heart. Not like God does, but I feel like I know them pretty well. I believe I know when Sheila surrendered. I believe I can tell you about the day when she turned that thing fully over to God. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? You've got to get to a place in your life where you just trust Him. I don't know what's going on. I truly don't. Brother Don Major's got his finger cut off. I don't know why. I love Brother Don. He called me this week while we were in Washington, said, pray, I got a job interview. He got a job interview, then they called him back for a second one. He's probably going to get that job. Amen. I don't know why God put him through that. Maybe it was to get him where He wanted him to be. Amen. Brother Jeff Cash sitting here, as good a man as I know, out of work tonight. Out of work. Had a job, and it was a job beyond his physical ability. I don't know why he's sitting here jobless tonight, but God does. What are you saying? I'm saying Brother Jeff's got to a place in his life where he said, I'm just going to have to trust God in this situation. I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why I'm going through what I'm going through, but God knows what He's doing. Somebody, Brother Charles, quote me in that verse of Amazing Grace. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have, what's that next word?
Already
come. You see, the longer you've been saved, the more reason you have to trust His direction. Come on, talk to me. The longer you've been saved, the more reason you have to trust God in what He's doing in your life. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. What's next?
Tis
grace that brought me safe thus far. And what? And grace will lead me on. Somebody will shout right there, amen. Amen. I've been through some dangers. I've been through some troubles. I've been through some trials. Hey, it was grace that brought me safe thus far. Hey, trusting God got me here. Trusting God will get me there. Amen. Somebody said, what are we going to do in the case of the economy crashing? I don't know if you've noticed it, but it's pretty much crunched right now. We're going to do the same thing we did in the case of the Y2K crash. We're going to trust God. Those preachers around the country that was selling books for $20 a piece, what to do in case the Y2K. I know how we can pay our church off. Let's sue them rascals. Yeah. Amen. I could have wrote you a book too. It would have been one page, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust the Lord. Amen. He's got us safe this far. Amen. He's got us safe this far. I'm saying you can trust Him. One of the benefits of being a Christian, He'll give you direction for your life. Amen. Somebody said, where He leads, I will follow. And what He feeds, I will swallow. Amen. Amen. One of the benefits of being a Christian is direction for your life. Amen. I'm glad when I got saved, I got the benefit package, ain't you? Amen. Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua chapter number 1. Joshua's fixing to undertake something that is beyond Joshua. Joshua's fixing to do what a man as great as Moses could not accomplish in his flesh. Amen. Pretty big job. God says, hey, I want you to lead this entire nation of Israel into the promised land. Did you know most every man that God ever asked to do something great for him, man, first thing out of his mouth is in an excuse? Moses had a list of them about that long. Moses had 7 or 8 excuses. Amen. Look what he said to Joshua. Listen, one of the benefits of being a Christian is direction for your life. But then secondly, a benefit of being a Christian is the courage to go in that direction. Amen. Look at Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 6. Here's what God told Joshua. Be strong and of good what?
Courage.
For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, he said in verse number 7. Amen? Listen, I do not have to fear what Paul, like Paul said, what man shall do unto me. Amen. And you don't have to either. Amen. We don't have to be afraid tonight. Amen. We don't have to be afraid. I'm not afraid of the economy. I'm praying every day it gets better. Amen? I'm serious. I pray every day, God, please help our folks that are going through it. I pray for the economy to get better every day, but I'm not afraid of it. I'm not afraid of the political powers that be. Now, I don't care where you stand politically. That's between you and God. But I serve a God bigger than all of Washington put together. Amen? I serve a God who's controlling this thing, and they don't even know He's controlling this thing. Amen. We don't have to be afraid. God has given us courage. Thank God for the courage that He's given us. Amen. Some of you are apprehensive about going out knocking on doors Tuesday night. Do you know God will give you the courage to do that? Amen. Don't tell me you're scared to go knock on the door and you'll bungee jump. Are you listening? That's weird. You ain't afraid to do nothing except what God wants you to do. Amen. And He'll supply you to do that. Amen. I'm apprehensive about knocking on somebody's door and witnessing to them. Especially, boy, you pull up, knock on that door, and you hear, boo, boo, boo. Oh, my heart goes down to my toenails, man. When I hear that, I just knock harder. I can drop kick one of them. Amen. And there's one behind that door sound like it weighs 275 pounds, like a gorilla, buddy. Lord help us. Amen. See a guy about 6.5 feet tall, and big old broad shoulders, tattoos all over him, earring in his nose, and you open the door and he goes, what? Yeah. And God will give you courage. You know what He said about the righteous in Proverbs? You know what God said? He said the righteous are as bold as a lion. Amen. Except on the Wizard of Oz, I ain't never seen a lion that was scared to look somebody eyeball to eyeball.
Yeah.
Amen. We went down to the fair over here in Cobb County one night, me and Angie and I believe the kids, we went to the fair, Marietta, what are they, North Georgia State Fair, is that what they call that?
Amen.
And they had a little arena set up. It's just a, it was just like a, a fence panel, Stacy, we make a round pin out of. That's what it was, and they had wire on the inside of that. I know how easy those things are to tear down. You know what they had inside that thing? They had two big old tigers and a lion. And they was people staring at that old lion's walking around just looking. He'd get one in that fence, he'd turn. I thought, buddy, that fence is no longer called a fence. That is grace. All that bad boy was doing, I could tell by looking his eye. That bad boy was saying, you better thank God that there's a panel between me and you. Because if given half a chance, I would eat you. And we had him highly outnumbered. I asked the man standing next to him, I said, how fast can you run? He said, I don't know. How fast can them lions run? I said, I don't know. I'm just worried about outrunning you. Amen. Amen. If I can outrun you, I ain't worried about the lions. He's going to stop me too while I leave. Amen. Y'all all right? The Bible said the righteous are bold as a lion. Whatever God asks you to do, he'll give you the courage to do it. I'll never forget the first night I stood behind the pulpit and preached the gospel. Never forget it, as long as I live. My palms were sweating. It was in the wintertime, and there wasn't a dry place on my body. I broke out in a cold sweat. During the singing, I went to the bathroom and puked two times. I was scared to death. I stood up in that pulpit and started reading scripture, and God gave me something that I had no idea existed. A boldness. A courage. Amen. God will give you courage to do whatever he's called you to do, to face whatever he sends your way. God will give you the direction to go, but he'll give you the courage to go in that direction. I thought about Brother Eric and Miss Stacy. I mean, just packing up everything they own, selling most of everything they own, jumping on a plane and going to Thailand. Y'all heard them people talk? I mean, I can see somebody go in school and learn how to speak Spanish. But that, there's no way. God, you know what? I asked Brother Eric, I said, you scared? He said, no, I'm excited. I thought, you liar. Don't give me that army tough guy stuff. You scared. You know what God did? God gave him the courage to go. God gave him the courage to pack up and go to a land that they don't even know the language and take the gospel to them. Amen? I'm saying whatever it is that God's leading you into, he'll give you the courage to do the job when you get there. Amen? Amen. He'll also give you what you need to get the job done. Benefits of being a Christian is direction and courage. You don't have to turn there, but in Nehemiah chapter number 8, God strengthened their hand, the Bible said, for the work. God strengthened their hand to get the work done. Remember, they rebuilt the walls of Jerusalem. God gave them the strength to get the job done. He gave them the direction. He gave them the courage. What good is courage without strength? Amen. How many of you get weak every now and then? Physically, spiritually. This is about the eighth time I've preached this week. We've been wide open. Amen. Physically, we get weak, and spiritually, we get weak. I saw on a church sign one time, one W-E-E-K, one week without prayer makes one W-E-A-K. One week without prayer makes one weak. Hey, I don't attend to my prayer life. I get spiritually weak. I don't stay in my Bible. I get spiritually weak. I need strength. Amen? Amen. I've got the direction. I've got the courage, but I need the strength to carry it out. Amen. Amen. You know what Paul said? Paul said, when I'm weak, well, that's when I'm strong. Amen. You know what it is? Because it's his strength in me. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Amen. Y'all believe that tonight?
Yes, sir.
We don't live like it sometimes, do we? Amen. Look at Psalms chapter number 18. I'm watching the time tonight. Don't worry about it. Psalms chapter number 18. Psalms chapter number 18. He said, I will love thee, O Lord, my what? My strength. The Lord is my what? My rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my what? My strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. He said, the Lord is my strength. He said, the Lord is my rock. Somebody said about their husband the other day, so-and-so's my rock. If so-and-so's your rock, you're on the wrong rock. You better make sure it's the Lord you're standing on tonight. Amen? The Lord is my rock. He is my strength. Let me give you another one. Romans chapter number 5. Turn over there. Two more and we're done. Romans chapter number 5. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1. Bible said, therefore, are y'all there? Bible said, therefore, being justified by faith, we have what? Peace. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the benefits of being a Christian, we have direction, we have courage to go in that direction, we have strength to carry out whatever it is He's sending us in that direction to do, but we also have the peace of God, which the Bible said passes all understanding. Amen. Somebody said, how can you be at such peace when your child's sick? I don't know, I can't explain it. How can you be at such peace when you have a family member laying in the funeral home? I can't explain it. But I have experienced the peace. How about you? I love that song, when peace like a river attendeth my way, while sorrows like sea billows roll. You understand that song, the implication of it? He said, when peace like a river attendeth my way, while sorrows like sea billows roll. He's not talking about peace after the storm. He's talking about peace in the storm. Hallelujah. He's talking about peace during the trial. Isn't that wonderful? Have you ever had God step into a middle of a situation and give you peace about it, even though the situation was still going on? Isn't that good? In other words, the situation didn't change, but your attitude about it did. The circumstance didn't change, but the way you were feeling about it did. You know what it'll do? When you get peace, and that's something you ought to look for, especially when you're going through a trial, it'll keep you from doing this right here. And cause you to do this right here. Amen. There may be some saved folks in here tonight need to cash in on that benefit of peace. Amen. Boy, I'm here to tell you, one of the sweetest things in the world is to know peace. Is to truly experience peace in your heart. As far as I know, I'm at perfect peace tonight. Amen. I'm at peace with man. I may have some enemies, but I don't know who they are. Right. Amen? I know preachers. I know preachers that people are trying to destroy their lives. They print lies and write articles about them. They're trying to destroy the man of God. As far as I know, ain't nobody printing nothing about me. I don't have a Facebook, so I wouldn't know. Stacy, you keep up on that for me, okay? I wouldn't. I don't have a clue. Amen. I'm at peace with my wife. I'm at peace with my family. You know what's greater than all that put together? As far as I know tonight, I'm at peace with God. Amen. Isn't that good? He gives peace. Thank God for His peace. My, my. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Verse number 17. I'm not going to turn there because I think I can quote it. I'm talking about the benefits of being a child of God tonight. There's direction for our life. There's courage to go in that direction. There's peace when we get there. Now listen, lastly, and I'm done. There's power. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 17. Brother Freddie, am I in the right place where he said, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear? Verse 7. Boy, I've got to do something about the glasses. It'd help to wear them, wouldn't it? 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of what? But of power and of love and a sound mind. Amen. Yeah, when I put my glasses on, it says 2 Timothy 1:7. says something different with them off. Amen. Amen. I'm glad we know about the power of God. Amen. I'm glad there's power to save a lost loved one. If we'll be sincere and pray for that. Amen. I believe there's power to be delivered out of a bad situation in your life. Amen. There's power to save a marriage, is there, Brother Rusty? Amen. There's power for a sick little child. There's power for a cancer-stricken daughter. Amen. There's power. There's power to preach the Word of God. Amen. The Lord told them disciples in that upper room over there, He said, hey, y'all just stay put till you be endued. Woo, how we need some folks to get endued with power. Are you listening? We need to be endued with power. I need God's power. Listen, I needed God's power this morning at 11 o'clock when I took that pulpit. I needed it tonight. I'm going to need it more so Tuesday night as we go out. I don't know who my visitation partner, whoever William puts with me, will be fine with me. But boy, I want the power of God. I want Him to show up at the houses before I get there. Amen. I want to knock on them doors and have one of those situations, Brother Freddie, where they open the door and say, are you from the church? Man, we was praying somebody would come by. Amen. We need somebody to show us how to be saved. We need somebody to help us with some scripture. Amen. I want God to go in power before I ever get there. And then give me the power to speak what He'd have me to speak. Amen. Benefits of being a Christian. Just thought I'd brag on what God's done for us for a little bit tonight. What He's done for me, if you're saved, He's done for you. If you're not saved, what He has done for me, He'll do for you. Amen. Why don't you enjoy the benefits tonight? Amen. It'd be like, and this is the way most saved people live. It'd be like having a brand new Cadillac DeVille with power windows, heated seats, thermostatically controlled heat in the car, and drive around in weather like this, freezing to death because you ain't got sense enough to cut the heat on. It came with the benefit.
That's right, bro.
It came with the option. Y'all were setting one of them deals with heated seats. That is cool. We have all these benefits as God's children.
Yes.
But yet we choose rather to whine, to murmur, and complain. God, I want to cash in on that direction tonight. Lord, I want to cash in on that courage tonight. If there's courage for me, God, I want it. Lord, I want to cash in on that strength tonight. I'm feeling a little weak. God, you know what I'm facing tomorrow. I need strength for that. And I need courage for that. Amen. God, you know what I'm going through in my life. If there's really peace for my heart, God, would you give me peace tonight? Lord, I claim it. You want to be part of the name it, claim it clan? Yeah, you can claim that one. Amen. Why? Because God said you could. You could have peace tonight if you want it. Amen. You could have power tonight if you want it. Amen. Let's stand to our feet all over the house. Brother Todd, if y'all would, come and get us a song tonight. Ashley went out with a baby. Maybe you got a verse on your heart you could sing. It doesn't matter to me. Why don't you mind God tonight? Let the Lord help you. I don't know why I preach this. I promise you this is not what I came to preach tonight. But the Lord redirected. While them kids was playing the piano, the Lord started dealing with my heart. And I just want to do what He wants. I got a feeling God gave somebody what they're needing tonight. He knows who's here and He knows what you're going through more than I do. Amen. You need direction. You need strength. You need courage. You need peace. You need power. Why don't you come tell the Lord all about it tonight? You just help yourself in this altar call.